Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Three old-timers were sitting around the card table, and the conversation drifted into the topic of death. One man said, "As you are laid out in your casket and people come filing by, what would you like to have them say about you?" And one old man said, "I would like to have them say that I was a righteous person, faithful to my wife, faithful to children, faithful to God." And the other man says, "I too would like to have them think or say that I was a righteous man, just with all of my employees, all of my customers, just with God." There's a long pause. Finally, the third man said, "When I am laid out in the casket and people come filing by, I'd like to have them point down and say, 'Look, he's moving.'" Today we are meeting another righteous man. Joseph. Joseph was a righteous man. Now what did that mean, Joseph? It meant that he knew what the scriptures said. The scriptures were telling us that leading up to the moment when the Christ child was going to be born, the Savior of the world, he understood that it was the prophet Isaiah who said, "A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and that son will be named Emmanuel." He knew what the law said, and now he's caught in a no-win situation. He knew what the law said, but now his fiancée, with whom she is engaged to, waiting to get married, Mary, was found to be pregnant, bearing a son. And he knew that he was not the father of that child. But he wanted to step aside and did not want to interfere in God's plan. And he did not want to put Mary to shame, because in those days, to put a person to shame means to stone him, would mean to stone a pregnant woman. We heard the story in the gospel that the men of the city brought an adulterer before it, and they wanted to stone her. But the Lord said, "Whoever is without sin, let him throw the first stone." So stoning was part of their life. And they did not want to defile the house of the father by having one of the children being pregnant outside of marriage. And so Joseph was going to put her aside by divorcing her quietly so that she would not be filled with shame. But Mary, of course, we know the story about Mary, that the archangel appeared to her and told her that she was going to be bearing a son. And she asked, "How can this be? I don't know man."
And finally, she said, let it be done unto me according to your word. That was Mary's sign. And that's what she said before she knew about Joseph. But now Joseph, having stepped aside and not wanting to shame Mary, and let her divorce her quietly, when he had a dream. And all of this is beyond our understanding. This is God's way, the way God works. He sent a messenger, an angel, into that dream for that Joseph who was going to put Mary away, God asked to take Mary into, because he was going to be the father, the adopted father of that message that they heard from the prophet Isaiah, a virgin shall bear a son. And Joseph was now selected to be the father. We find Joseph, a man of faith, a man who trusted, a man who did not fully understand what all of this meant. It was a dream. But when he woke, he had the grace to be able to renew that faith that, yes, I was chosen to be the father, the stepfather, the foster father, the adopted father of Jesus Christ. And so he welcomed Mary into the home. There's a word amongst the Catholic theologian, eschatology. Eschatology means the study of end things. For 700 years plus in the Old Testament, the people were waiting and waiting and waiting for that Savior to come. And finally, they waited and the Savior came. It was the end time of waiting. But the end time of waiting is the beginning time of a new way. Now we're waiting for the second coming of Christ. And St. Paul tells us how we are to live our lives as we wait for that second coming. He says, using himself as an example, I am a slave of the Lord. Well, that word slave doesn't appeal to many of us. But what does a slave do? A slave services, ministers to, help out, and does and walks with somebody else, taking the burden off somebody else. And that's part of our life, isn't it? That we are slaves to our Lord Jesus Christ. We are slaves to one another. Love one another as I have loved you. I've come to serve you, not to be served by you. And so Paul tells us that we are to live like a slave to our God, serving our God, and as a slave to one another, serving one another. We are also to be acting as apostles, those who have been assigned as a leader within the community, our bishops, our priests, lay leaders, those who are leading the flock in prayer and worship and adoration, those who are recognizing God and serving God in their particular profession. And thirdly, those who were elected. They were selected. We are all selected through our baptism to be able to serve Jesus, our God, and serve one another. And so, as slaves, as apostles, as elected people, elected through our baptism, we are to prepare ourselves for that second coming. The first coming is over with. The eschatology of the first coming, but there is a new eschatology, and that is that second coming. We are on the road toward that second coming. And we heard in our gospel today about the Lord coming, paving the way for salvation. We are all on that road toward salvation. And that is the reason why Christ came amongst us, to be our Savior, to redeem us from our sins and prepare us for that last second ending, eternal life. And the angel said to Mary, be not afraid. And the angel said to Jesus, be not afraid. And the angel is saying to all of us, be not afraid, for you are my slave. You are my apostle. You are my selected one. Prepare yourself for the second coming of Christ. We look ahead and say, as Mary said, Do unto me according to your word.